Guillain-Barré syndrome, or what's officially called acute inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. This is a very important condition that presents as an acute neuropathy. I know it is typical to think about Guillain-Barré syndrome as an ascending paralysis, and that kind of feature is very important. But what's more important than that actually is to simply understand that it is a neuropathy. So you would expect some weakness and or sensory deficit like numbness, tingling, loss of sensation, or even pain. And because it's neuropathy, you would certainly expect decreased or absent reflexes in the lower extremities. Because it's a neuropathy, you would expect it to start distally and progress proximally, and that's what the ascending feature comes from. And what's unique about it, it's an acute neuropathy. Acute means it progresses fairly quickly, so over a few days. So that's where that feature of ascending weakness or numbness or tingling come from. If things are not clearly ascending, but it's more of a progressive, rapidly progressive sort of neuropathy, then Guillain-Barré still must be considered as very likely possibility. Commonly happens after a viral infection or Campylobacter gastroenteritis. It is a demyelinating neuropathy, that's very important, and it has generally a very good prognosis. Most cases recover well, unless you know the case was fulminant and severe. Diagnosis, you can do EMG nerve conduction study, and that will show the demyelinating features, but remember that will not become abnormal before probably 5 to 7 or even 10 days after onset. So the best way is, if we want to increase our suspicion, a diagnosis is mostly clinical, but if we want to increase the suspicion feel more comfortable that this is GBS, we need to do a spinal tap, and the spinal tap will show the inflammatory pattern in the CSF, which is usually elevated protein with a slightly elevated white blood cells, if not completely normal sometimes. And those white blood cells, if they are elevated, they will be lymphocytes. Treatment is IVIG or plasma freezes. Always remember, steroids have no role in treatment of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Very important to monitor negative inspiratory force and vital capacity as part of the pulmonary function tests every sometimes 12 hours or even every 6 hours, especially if the patient is having some respiratory symptoms, because the respiratory failure can progress very quickly sometimes. The chronic form of this inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, we call it CIDP, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. And the difference is simply Guillain-Barré is a monophasic condition, so it happens once and then recovers and it should not happen again. If someone comes with another Guillain-Barré a few months, a few years after the onset of the first one, comes with another attack, or on the other hand, if someone had Guillain-Barré and it's been more than 8 weeks and there has not been clear significant improvement, doesn't have to be back to normal, but just clear improvement after 8 weeks, if we do not see that, that's when we start to suspect CIDP. So recurrent sort of Guillain-Barré presentations, or a Guillain-Barré presentation that is not improving after 8 weeks. Here, in addition to doing the IVIG and plasma exchange and steroids, which can be used in CIDP, patient will need to be on immune suppressant chronically.